Good morning. It is 9:10 here on the Mighty 690, and it is time for another edition of Fry Bread Journeys, and your host, Chris Crane.
OCO. So good morning, James. We always start out every episode by thanking Sten Jotty for Greasy Fry Bread.
Yes.
Ashley, my guest, is over here going, oh, okay, I know that music. So you must have watched Reservation Dogs.
Yeah.
Oh, I loved it.
It's fantastic.
Sten always lets us use the song Greasy Fry Bread as our opener. And our show sponsors are Native American Fellowship Incorporated, the Cooperative Credit Union here in Coffeyville, Smilin' Charlie Crane, and Cherokee Nation. So we're not doing a day in history. We're not doing, I like to do birthdays, and then we have discussions, debates over many, many different topics, James and I will. But this morning, we are just happy to have you here. So our special guest is Cherokee Nation District 5 Tribal Counselor Ashley Grant.
Good morning. Good morning.
So does she need to speak up more?
She's sounding good.
She's
sounding
good. Yep. Sometimes my husband likes to critique afterward and tell me that you've turned away or something like that. So anyway, I think the plan is we're going to get a little background on you for our listeners who we're just really glad you came on.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, you and I have met a couple of times, and that's it. And I thought it would be wonderful you come to NAFI, and so I really thought it would be interesting. But why don't you give us a little background on yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. So start a little early on. So I grew up in Tahlequah. I've been there pretty much my whole life. Moved there, I think I was 3, so pretty much forever.
Yep.
Went to, Keys and Tahlequah High School and Northeastern State and all those things. So I have my educational background and my work background are all in healthcare. So
you used to work for Cherokee Nation at one time, weren't you?
Yes.
Like as a lab.
Yep. Okay. So I started in lab at WW Hastings.
Okay.
And was physically working in the lab for 5 years. Loved it, every second of it. And while I was there in the lab, I went back to school to get my master's in healthcare administration. And as they were building the new facility, CNOC for short, but they decided to do a little bit of restructuring. A lot of the departments, like radiology and some of the other ancillary departments, had a senior director role that was over all of the facilities for that department, but laboratory never had that for some reason. And so they restructured and they created that position. And, like I said, I was getting my master's, so I applied for it and was their first laboratory senior director.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
But you've got your doctorate, too.
I do, yep. And I ended up a few years after that going back and getting my doctorate in healthcare administration from OSU. So
we have an authority in here. If we
have
any
great.
Questions.
That's good.
Yeah.
It is. It's wonderful.
So how do you run a blood test?
Very carefully.
Very carefully. Well, if you look at her page, I get tickled because your page on Facebook, and it would be like stuff, there would be some cartoons about lab day.
Yeah.
Don't forget to go get tested and things like that. So I think that's pretty good. So you are now, but that was Tahlequah. So now you live in Owosso?
No, I actually live in North Tulsa.
In North Tulsa?
Yeah. Okay. So when I left Tahlequah, I moved. I actually was living downtown and kind of started house shopping. And I was actually looking in the Midtown area, and my realtor finally was like, you like downtown so much. Like, we need to, let's go look over here. So I ended up in the North Tulsa area,
I was born in Broken Arrow, so
yeah.
I'm okey too. But, well, do you have anything? We can just go ahead and go to a quick break, and that way we come back and we don't have any more commercials, and then we can really get into some questions with you, if you're okay with that.
All right, we'll have more coming up as we continue Fry Bread Journeys here on the Mighty 690.
Hi, folks. Calvin Wright, Beef Industry News. And coming up, something new for the purveyor of the world-famous Coney Island hot dog. We'll have the beef in a moment.
In 1977, Ford F-Series became the best-selling trucks in America. 33 million trucks later, we've kept that title every year since. And that's a formula we plan on repeating. Ford F-Series. Built Ford tough. The best-selling trucks in America for 49 years and counting. Based on 1977 to 2025 calendar year industry reported total sales.
What do you think you're doing, Kevin?
I was just going to drive home.
There are several warning signs present that you shouldn't be driving.
Like hearing voices?
Like your text-to-emoji ratio?
Oh, man. Selfies.
Selfie nailed it.
We all have warning signs that let us know that we're probably not okay to drive. Mine is pretending to be your subconscious.
Craig, come on, man. Let's put a ride home.
Nathan's Famous, world-renowned purveyor of the original Coney Island hot dog, is introducing its new Nathan's Famous 100% grass-fed beef franks in a press release from Smithfield. The company says the new product delivers a signature snap and bold spices that the fans crave with 100% grass-fed beef. And to celebrate the kickoff for grilling seasons, Nathan's Famous brought the grass-fed energy to the Bronx on Friday, May 1st. Events held at a park located directly across from Yankee Stadium. Celebration featured interactive games, photo moments, and, of course, plenty of premium grass-fed franks. Company said it blended classic ballpark nostalgia with a fresh, modern sensibility.
Do you want to know why? Us at Brown Shoe Fit Coffeeville have the best selection of work boots in the area. We carry quality brands like Brut, Ariok, Thorogood, Red Wing, Irish Setter, and so much more at Brown Shoe Fit Coffeeville.
Warm and windy Monday across northeast Oklahoma and southeast Kansas. Temperatures will climb into the upper 70s by lunchtime and highs today near 82. Sunshine and southwest winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Isolated scattered showers and storms are possible tonight into tomorrow as a cold front sweeps through. A few storms may even pull severe later tonight. The main threats would be hail if storms are strong enough. Highs on Tuesday will be in the low 70s, but cooler on Wednesday in the low 60s. From the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm News on 6 Meteorologist Station 8.
Come to Roman Chevrolet in Independence. The selection of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs is great. Get a new Chevy Equinox and enjoy 3.9% financing for 60 months and no payment for 90 days. That's Roman Chevrolet in Independence.
Back here on the Mighty 690, it is 9:17. We continue along with Fry Bread Journeys here, and back to your host, Chris Crane.
Yeah, James had to sit here. Ashley and I, we're just like, oh, we know these people. We know these people who have a lot of...
You're connecting the dots over
there. We are connecting the dots over here. And so we were just talking about your father and stepfather still being down in Tahlequah.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat. So I'm going to ask the biggest question I have.
All right.
I already got you. You ready? Okay. What made you want to run for tribal council?
It was really a combination of things, but I think the short answer is when I was working with the tribe, that's really where I felt the most connected and felt like where I wanted to be. I left healthcare for a stint because I worked in pharmacy in college, and I ended up in manufacturing when I graduated with my bachelor's from Northeastern. And, I used to make jokes with my friends all the time, but about how, anyway, it just wasn't fulfilling, right? And mm-hmm. So needed to be somewhere where I can help people and feel like I'm giving back to the world. And so then when I ended up back in healthcare and at Cherokee Nation, that was fulfilling for me. And so whenever I went to go get my doctorate, I had left Cherokee Nation again and was working in technology for Oracle Cerner. And finished my doctorate and kind of was living in Tulsa, so that was different. And again, having always been in Tahlequah, I always did community service there. I was always a member of a women's organization, Beta Sigma Phi, where we were constantly...
I used to be a Beta Sigma Phi.
We're Beta Sisters!
And also we are... Indian Women Pocahontas Club
yes.
Sisters. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So. James is over here just grinning like, oh my gosh.
I got okay. a beta friend. They're out of Kansas.
Yeah.
So I was in beta for 12 years and was an officer with them multiple times. Did leadership, Tahlequah. Anyway, I was always involved with the community. Yeah. I performed in on Santa's vagina monologues.
Yeah,
performed in that multiple times for fundraisers for the women's center and different things like that. So, I just kind of found myself again with time on my hands since I finished my doctorate degree and I'm not writing papers every night, and said I really need to find a community service project now that I'm here in Tulsa. I'm finished writing papers and. All the dots just came together, and I said, well, this is really the ultimate give back, so let's see if I can...
The magic word was fulfilling.
Yeah.
And I think that is important.
Yeah.
I would... people say that you have to have... It's a calling to do medical teaching. There are a lot of things, and those are things that are important.
Yeah.
And I think that's so interesting, though. It kind of... I mean, you had a kind of a different journey to get there.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know if you're supposed to say this either, but I've never, political aspirations has never really necessarily been my goal.
But you have a heart for service, is what it sounds like.
Yeah. So just really getting to know the communities and seeing where their needs really are and helping them.
And you were elected in 2025.
Yep.
Okay. So we've been on the job for a year here. Almost.
Yeah, August.
And they're 4-year terms, and yes. Then you can run for two. So we'll see. We'll have her come back here at the end of this term and see if she's like,
I'm doing it again.
Gung-ho.
But yeah. I think one of the things, so what would you say is your favorite thing about, and it can be just about the people on the council, or what do you, maybe it's two different categories. What do you like about your constituency and what you're doing?
So I would say, there are so many things I like about it, but you hit on the two things, like being a part of the council and getting to know the other members of the council has been incredible. Really just getting to expand my knowledge of, even growing up in Tahlequah and being there my whole life, like getting to expand my knowledge of Cherokee history, cultural aspects, and being around people that speak the language. Those are a lot of my goals too, is like just trying to find, for personal goals anyway, like trying to find more connection with all the history, the culture, the language, and all those different things. So I'm looking forward to expanding further on that over the next 4 years and getting to learn about that. But also, not being from Tulsa, and really just getting to a space, North Tulsa, that I'm living in and realizing, well, they do have a grocery store, but like there aren't a lot of amenities there. And, the more I'm learning about it and taking it in and learning about the community and talking to the people of the community, it's not something I guess I didn't know, but you just realize so much more that it used to be like this very thriving space, and it's been so disinvested in for so many years. They're all just
But you've got a new building out there now.
Yeah, we got a new building. I think that's going to be a great hub. Miss Lowry is always on top of her game, mm-hmm. and I think she's going to have a lot of great programming out there as they get moving.
And we were talking, so we've talked about this before, James, but when they do, every so many years, they do redistricting.
Yeah.
And remember, I told you at District 11 got, Kendra has the biggest district land-wise.
Yeah, because I was going to ask you, what is District 5 encompass?
That's exactly what communities are in District 5.
Yeah, so District 5 is, other than Tahlequah proper, I think it's the smallest district in our reservation.
Yep.
But it's, so North Tulsa, the Turley area, Sperry, and then the west side of Owosso. So 169 is a loose borderline. So I do have a few neighborhoods on the east side, and I technically have two neighborhoods of Collinsville.
Actually, Collinsville is District 12, I believe most of that is Dora. But I noticed you were there at her community meeting, which I think that's what I really like about it, is these district councilors, they all work together.
Yep.
And they're supporting each other. And that's how I met her, was she came up for one of Kendra's things, District 11. I mean, she didn't have to, but she was up here and we all got to meet her.
Yeah, I tried to. And, Counselor Deer and I have had a couple of events together because, we're next door to each other / that used to be his space. And so it's been really good for getting to know.
North Tulsa his until the redistricting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So he had a rather large, well, I mean, he still has a rather large district. It just shifted more east. But yeah, he's been really good about helping me and getting introduced to some folks. So
do you have, I mean, you obviously when you were running for tribal council and there was no runoff, I know, because she got the majority right then at the first time, which is probably grateful because
you just
don't want to go through it again with the runoff. But
imagine
You ran, I believe, your platform was more about healthcare, expanding healthcare stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. That's definitely one of the things that I would love to see happen. North Tulsa, Sperry, I think beyond it just being a health desert and there's not anywhere for those people that's close by to go to, you know, Oshaleta being the closest
that's
clinic.
That's the closest one, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's the clinic I use. And it's, you know, again, it almost meets that 30-minute benchmark that they try to fit. Yeah. But there's so much impoverished people. I mean, everywhere in the reservation.
Well, yes.
I'm not going to act like that's unique to us, but there's a lot of folks that they rely a lot on the public transportation system of Tulsa and things like that, and so just trying to get to Oshaleta is really difficult.
So hopefully maybe another
I would
clinic
love to see
somewhere
one
closer.
One more clinic, and I think that would be kind of fill the space in. So it's something that's needed. And aside from that, too, I think economically it would be a huge economic boost for both of those areas.
Exactly.
So, you know, you start having that many people coming in and going to work every day. They're going to want somewhere to eat. They're going to want somewhere close by to grab groceries on their way home. They're going to want somewhere to wash their car. They're going to, you know, all the things having a large space like that for people to be in.
I hope that works. So because you're tribal count, I'm going to ask you, I don't even know exactly where, and you may not be able to tell me, but, Claremore Indian Hospital, you know, mm-hmm. Cherokee Nation took it over and they're investing like $11 million into that, which I have been to there since this started.
Yeah.
Where exactly is the new going to be located? Because I know they're building and it's going to be done here and hopefully going to be
within 2 years.
Within 2 years. But I have no idea where they're going to put this.
I'm not going to act like I'm super familiar with Claremore, but I know it's by the Lowe's.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I know.
Yeah, there's a space there by the Lowe's that they have
that's
property
on
cleared off, mm-hmm. and I think
or
that
not,
have,
it's what 66. It's going on 66, and out there at the south end of town, which I was just like I said, I went to Broken Arrow this weekend for my mom's class reunion, and we decided to take the scenic route.
Oh yeah, well,
and so we went down 66, and Mom said, "There's a Lowe's out here," and I said, "It's a big Lowe's too."
Yeah.
That's a great area.
Yeah,
too.
And I think that would be a good spot, like you're saying. There's a lot of space. They're going to start with the clinic,
right,
and then
Verdigris, and
and then I think eventually move into having another hospital there, which I think will be really important.
Well, I had questions because I've had people ask me, and I'm like, I don't know, it's somewhere. But
it's definitely going to be down the road for the hospital. But
you just look at the growth over there. Yeah. It's definitely needed.
It is.
Well,
it is exactly.
And they've already changed the plans for the facility, right? Because I think as an IHS facility, so few people were going there when Cherokee Nation took it over. There are so many more mm-hmm. people that are using the facility now. That, you know, they made the plan for the new building and they're like, oh my gosh, no, it has to be bigger because we're actually serving this many
but
people.
But they're still going to keep the old Indian hospital because they're investing money and that's going to be some type of a clinic type thing, I think.
I'm sure that they will. I mean, yeah, because they're already, they're going to invest money to bring it up to date. And so I don't know what the plan is for that building specifically. But
there was, well, I mean, you can't really, it's landlocked.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just...
You can't build a new
one.
You
can't build anything and add on to it.
If you want to build
new,
you'd have to knock it down.
I'm sure they'll do something, you know, in Tahlequah, like they've decided to use the old W.W. Hastings for the nursing school.
The nursing school, that's
right. Which is going to be incredible. I keep pushing, and hopefully, and I know, like, they probably will.
I know, they're listening to us.
You know, not just nursing school, but I think it would behoove us to look into having a radiology program and a lab program. You know, Northeastern State already has a program where we get some of their interns, but I don't know, something where you can maybe expand upon that you know, all healthcare is lacking.
Yeah.
Nurses, we don't have enough nurses. We don't have enough providers. Well, but lab, and even phlebotomy, yeah. which is a
true. Yeah.
I'm just kind of curious from your perspective, what are those really in? You've already mentioned some of them, but those really in demand fields. You know,
yeah.
if people are looking to get into healthcare.
I mean, for me, I think that those are great fields. Like there are several. You know, phlebotomy. That's a certificate program, but they're critical. To the healthcare space in you know, making sure everything flows well and getting those blood draws correctly and efficiently and timely and not I'm it's not my forte. I am not a good I mean, I technically know how to do it,
you
but I'm not good
it,
at
but,
it.
Yeah,
but I mean, you know, a lot of our community colleges they teach that. I mean, it's wild. They've got like the fake arms and stuff.
Yes.
That grosses me out. But like they have those right here,
a nursing
just
program.
Down the
we
street.
We have a community college, Coffeyville Community College.
Oh yeah,
here in
yeah.
town. Yeah, yep. 2 year and then Independence has a college.
They have like a little fake hospital set up. It's wild.
Some of the radiology programs are certificate degrees, but. But, you know, either way, they're radiology. I just keep mentioning those two because I think they're the most popular that people would know about.
But I think, it nursing? You know, the point is that nursing is, what was the numbers were like?
Yeah, I
we
think
were going to be short like
1,600 nurses or something.
Yeah, I mean, but it's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger unless something is done to offer more training and schooling for them.
And those programs, like, I say it like it's almost a, I don't know, like a, it's not second class, but like, I can't tell you how many people, like their goal is I'm going to go to medical school. And the truth of that is there are only so many seats and not everybody's going to get there. You know, lab is a bachelor's degree that you could wrap up that fourth year.
And it's
needed. You're in the healthcare field. You're really doing all the testing, you know, they say, I think like 70%.
And then go back and get the master's and then go get your doctorate. And,
or, you know, or continue to apply to medical school and show them that you have, you know, I've decided that I'm going to do this and it's still, and I'm still learning and taking the time, you know, so there's still a lot of options there, but
I think that's pretty interesting.
Well, and then too, I mean, I'm sure it's always a challenge attracting those providers to a rural area. Now, Tulsa, definitely not rural, but still, even some of those smaller communities outlying, it may be a little harder of a sell.
Yeah, absolutely. Rural healthcare is something that, we could definitely go on and on about. But again, Cherokee Nation, I think, is doing something that I think, you know, any tribe that has the means to do it should look into doing. Like having that medical school there on our health campus in Tahlequah, and then here shortly that nursing program. You know, and Chief talks about this in his statistics whenever he'll give speeches. But those kids that go to those programs, I think it's the statistics, they'll stay within 100 miles of wherever they go to school. And that's for any, you know, and also they try to place kids there that are interested in rural health. So they're already interested. They're going to be doing a lot of their residency within our reservation or, you know, very close by. So the chances of building our provider population and our nurse population within the reservation. And like I said, if we continue expanding to other programs, it's just going to just continue to bolster it. Yeah. It's very exciting.
It is.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you my last question is if somebody wanted to get in touch with you, what's the easiest way to get in touch with you?
I mean, the easiest way is probably to call me.
I didn't know if you wanted to give that out right away on air.
Absolutely. you know, 918-457-7445. is my phone number, or emailing me at ashley-grant at cherokee.org is another good way if you're not needing like a super, I mean, I usually within the day, but
you got back to me pretty quick, so I'm not complaining.
Yeah. So, that's the best way.
So, I was going to say, well, it seemed like I had another question, but maybe not. I think you kind of answered it already. Is there anything else you want to visit about? Is there anything else you'd like to talk about?
I mean, I think, if we have a little bit of time, I'll I made some notes here about my CCO groups. I'm always trying to promote those and make sure people know that they exist and they're out there. And if you want to get involved with learning about your tribe or your culture and you with like-minded people in your community. So, like we already mentioned, that we had the building built there in North Tulsa at 46th and Peoria, but that's the North Tulsa Cherokee Community Organization with Miss Winetta Laurie. And so they meet on the first Tuesday of every month. And they have a lot of things coming up. They're going to be hosting Elder Nutrition, which is going to be incredible for that community.
They're
going to
have
a
site there?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
So they've already had to do a little remodeling to our brand new building, to their brand new building. But they're, so I think that'll probably start in, we're hoping early summer.
Okay.
I think they're supposed to have language courses that are going to be starting this month, which will be really incredible. And then, you know, Cherokee Nation, of course, will use that, utilize that space to hold lots of events. They've already had a job fair there, so there'll be lots of things going on there. My Sperry group with Miss Sharon Baxter, they meet on the third Tuesday of every month. So if you're in, you know, Skiatook, Sperry, the west side of Owosso, this is a really great group to hook up with. They're really starting to move forward. They recently had a ribbon skirt class. They've had a canning class. They participate in the meat program.
It's all the canning class stuff.
Yeah, so they're, you know, they're really trying to build their group and get a solid base and hopefully a building someday eventually as well. And then the Owosso group has kind of had a little bit of a reorganizing. Goodness.
Yeah.
But anyway, Miss Brandy Payton that is. She just recently left, but with the Ochelada Clinic.
Okay.
So she is going to be the president of that organization. They meet on the fourth Tuesday of every month at the Owosso Sixth Grade Center. And like I said, they're kind of just getting going again, but they are planning to hold the fishing derby again that the organization has held previously. So, yeah.
Well, I do know we were just talking at one point. Ashley and I are both members of the Indian Women's Pocahontas Club, and they are having May 16th, they are having the old fashioned picnic. It's going to be 10 a.m. at the Will Rogers Stampede Park in Claremore. Storytelling, traditional games, music, food, craft vendors. And I saw that they're going to do a pottery station this year.
Oh, that's exciting. I hadn't seen
Never.
That.
I saw that on the flyer, and that is Monta Ewing is the president, and we love Monta.
Is Miss Victoria going to be doing
I don't
that,
know. Or? See, I wonder. Victoria Vasquez, she might be the one doing the pottery station for them.
Know.
That's a good question. So I will say we're not going to hold a giveaway for the month of May. I kind of explained it a little to Ashley. James knew about this. The next few Mondays I am booked and I cannot be here for Fry Bread Journey. So Ashley, you are my soul, the soul story
May.
Here, the main one for May. So we will not have a May giveaway, but in June we are going to be here for June 1st, which Jen Lauren from OCO Television will be our guest, June 15th, and that will be Cherokee Nation District 14 Tribal Counselor Kevin Easley. And then June 29th, we're going to do that third one, make up for there. And that's just you and me, mister.
All right.
And we're going to be debating. We debate a lot of things, movies and food and stuff like that. But so there will be a giveaway, probably more than one thing on the giveaway. And also on May 16th, Cherokee Nation is holding traditional games qualifier at Washington County at Ochelada. I'm a former Tomahawk champion.
Are you really?
2 years ago, I won first, and I have not qualified this year. Harry Howard, I found out, qualified in Salisaw past weekend, and he's a former champion. He was second place in the nation last year.
I would never expect to be great in any of those
No,
things.
You need to come out. If you come to NAFI again, you've got to come because we're doing blow darts.
Yeah.
And
I did do blow darts with Bill NAFI last summer. And
we have an alleyway set up
I only
now.
Hit two or three kids. So.
Oh,
no. I'm just kidding.
Pretty and she's a healthcare, so she took care of him. I mean, but my face was like, wow. Okay.
No, not really.
But I know that since Harry's already qualified, I know Bill and I'll be heading over there. And we've got a couple other board members from NAFI, Mike Cheney, Lyle Martin. I don't know if they're going to try and qualify. Also, Cherokee elders who meet the income requirements can access through the Gadoogie portal the application for the Senior Farmers Market benefit. You fill out the application, you submit it. If you're approved, it's a $100 gift card that we used at select farmers markets. They did this last year, and it really was pretty neat. And the deadline is September 30th. So The last thing I want to recognize are show sponsors. So we have Native American Fellowship Incorporated, which is a community organization located in South Coffeyville and serving the surrounding area. The Cooperative Credit Union, located at 313 West 9th Street here in Coffeyville. CCU staff are always ready to assist you with all of your banking needs because, you have to say with us, CCU is where
you
belong. Smile and Charlie Crane, who was our show's first sponsor, provided us with giveaway items and some good food. And unfortunately, last month, James was gone to a broadcasting conference, and he didn't get the ribs and smoked chicken that Charlie sent in. And I can't believe there probably wasn't any left for
probably not. I don't think so.
Okay. And finally, our last sponsor is Cherokee Nation, because Cherokee Nation is the largest federally recognized tribe in the United States with almost 500,000 members. They are committed to protecting Cherokee sovereignty, the promotion and preservation of the Cherokee culture, and the improvement of the quality of life for the next seven generations. Wado to all of our sponsors. I want to end the show and thank you, Ashley, again for coming and visiting us. This was Cherokee Nation District 5 Tribal Counselor Ashley Grant. I do have a gift for you.
Oh my gosh, I'm excited.
Did you watch any of the shows?
Yeah.
Did you go back? Okay. So Charlie's Banana Nut Bread is in there, and we have a Fry Bread Journeys t-shirt for
you. I'm so excited about
that. And a
that.
Koozie.
Yes! Wow. I can never have enough koozies, right?
There you go. So I know. And you got a little bag from
thank
our Unity
you.
Gathering there. So, yeah. We try to do that. So the next episode is going to be Monday, June 1st. I'm going to miss everybody. I will be on here later in May to do the 15-minute Naffy Notes the third Thursday. And thank you to KGGF, the Mighty 690, and James Copeland. And you never know who's going to show
you
up.
You never know.
You don't
know. It's fantastic. Well, Ashley, very good to have you on the program.
Appreciate you being here.
Yes, thank you.
Looking forward to maybe getting you on again someday.
Yeah, we hope.
Absolutely,
we hope.
Absolutely.
So thank you again.
All right. Thanks so much. That is another edition of Fry Bread Journeys. We have more Open Line on the way.